davening on and the davening on Shavuos, the Nusach HaTfilah that we say is Man Matan Tereseinu. We assume that even though it doesn't say that in Masech HaSofrim gives you the Nusach HaTfilah that we say, it doesn't say that in Masech HaSofrim. Masech HaSofrim is from after the days of the Gemara, it's from the Gaonim. It's a collection of different brises that appear in the Gemara in different places. Then they had brises, oral traditions, and it has a lot of things from the Gaonim. Gradim Masech Sofim doesn't mention that, but that's our Nusach HaTfilah. We assume that Shavuos was instituted, not just that happened coincidentally, that Kabbalah Satorah happened to be Shavuos time. Shavuos was instituted by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as the Zman Matan Torah, as the time to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah. And that's what the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, that the Kriya Satorah for Shavuos, Kriya Satorah on Yom Tov has to be Minyan HaDiyayim. So the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuos is B'chodesh HaShlishi. You learn about Maimon HaSinai. And the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah has a comment that if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, where it has all of the Musachim listed off from all the Yamim Tovim, so on Shabbos you don't bring a Korban. The Musaf on Shabbos is only two Shnei Kvas Men HaShanat Mimim, a Korban Oile. You don't bring a Korban Chatos. But on all the other Yamim Tovim, on Pesach Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, thank you very much. You bring oilus and you bring chatos. You always bring a chatos on every yontif. Siri Horigolim. I remember that's what Rav Soloveitchik said when yontif falls out on Shabbos. So you always say be ahava twice. It's in parentheses be ahava. Atitam lo shamakena be ahava, and then you say again be ahava. So what's that? There's so much be ahava. Why is Shabbos more be ahava than yontif? So in the Rishonim it says, the reason why is because Kol HaTorah Kula Baskaf Aleim Har Kegigas. The Rabbanu Shalom forced the Torah on the Bnei Yisrael. But that was all the dinim that were given in Maimon HaSinai was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. That wasn't so much B'Yahavo. It was forced. But Shabbos was given B'mora before it was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. That was accepted B'Yahavo. So on Yontif, Shechali is B'Shabbos, we emphasize the B'Yahavo more so than on a plain yontif. The whole Torah is biyavo, but on Shabbos is more biyavo because it wasn't ayde kfir. That's what it says in the Rishonim. I think the Rekeach and others say like that. But Rav Soloveitchik said a different time. I don't know if it says it in the Rishonim. He said differently, because on Shabbos when you bring the musafim, there is no chatos at all. What does it mean that on Shabbos we don't have any averis? We have averis, but the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want to remind us of the averis. On yontif he does remind us. He says don't forget to bring a korban chatos. So Yontov is a little less B'Yahavo than on Shabbos. So that's why when Yontov Chali is B'Shabbos, so we emphasize, we say twice, but Titan Hashem can be B'Yahavo, and you say again B'Yahavo. So when in Parshas Pinchas, where it has all the Yomim Tovim listed in the Chumash, it has Shabbos, and it says the Musaf for Shabbos, no Chatos. And all the others, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it says it bring a Soil L'Chatos. So on all of the Yomim Tovim, it says a Soil L'Chatos, except for Shavuos, it says a Soil Echod, L'chaper Aleichem. It doesn't say the word chatos. It says L'chaper Aleichem. So the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, the last parak Rosh Hashanah points this out. The Yerushalmi says the reason why it doesn't say the word L'chatos, it's not mentioned, is because on Shavuos Bnei Yisrael, when the Kabbal, altar and all mitzvahs at Maimon HaSinai, so that itself accomplished the Mechilas Avinus, and the Losh Yerushalmi is, I consider it as if Kilo L'chatosim, as if they didn't zindig at all. The Bavli has this idea also that Kabbalah, Sol Torah, and all mitzvahs, when a person is interested in learning, Allah Sacharayin into learning a lot, so that serves as a mitaher, as a mechaper, it wipes away all the averis and it's considered as if he didn't have. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas and the Nevuah Bilam Arasha, that he describes Kinecholim Nitoyu Kiganas Alei Nohor. So the Kinecholim Nitoyu, Necholim are streams, rivers. So the Gemara makes a drush on the Pasuk Kinecholim that one who learns Torah is like a Nachal, just like one who's Tomei and is Tovel in a river. If it's sometimes the river is no good for Tefillah because it's Zochel, sometimes it is good, depends where the source of the water is. So the rivers, where the source of the water is from melted snow or from rainwater, that's no good if it's Zeichlin. But if the source of the water is from under the ground, from the ocean, or from other sources under the ground, from a mayon, then it is metaher, this Zeichlin. So the Gemara understands, kinecholim nitoyu, that just like a nachal is malin sodomi tumah l'tahara, so too one who is mekabel ol Torah is also ma'ala mitum al-tara. So that idea that Yerushalmi says in the Bavli also, but the Yerushalmi comments on the Parsha in Pinchas, that in Parsha's Pinchas, the Pasuk says on Shavuos that you bring the soyer l'chatos. The word chatos doesn't appear. It says soyer echad l'chaper alechem. The word chatos isn't mentioned because of the fact that they were mekabel l'tara, so it's nechshav kila they hadn't sinned. And the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Beitza also has the machlekes, and Gemara in Pesachim, Samaches, and the Beis, and we learned the Gemara beginning of the second parak in Beitza, has the machlekes atanoim between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how was one supposed to celebrate all the Yomim Tovim? On Pesach and on Sukkot and on Rosh Hashanah, so there's it seems to be a contradiction. Huh? No, in Parshas Pinchas, the Yerushalmi is where. Yeah. Says Chatos, yeah. I don't know. But the Yerushalmi is working on Pinchas. They notice the contrast in Parshas Pinchas. I don't know. What do you do with the Pasuk in Parshas Emor? I don't know. So the Gemara quotes the Machlekes of Leza and Rabbi Yeshua, how is one supposed to observe Simchas Yontif? So one Pasuk says, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. One Pasuk says, Atzeres Ti Elokem. Is it supposed to be eating, you drink, and you have a good time, and you go? Or are you supposed to listen to Shurim all day long? You're supposed to listen to the Chazan, all the Reiter and the Bikdusha all day long? So it's a contradiction between two psukim. So we have one of the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes by Mishnei Ksuvim HaMakrish Mezezeh, Asher HaKos VaShlishi VeYachriya Beinem. What do you do if you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrish Mezezeh? There is no Kos VaShlishi VeYachriya Beinem. Where do you proceed? So that's a machlokes satanaim. So Rabbi Lezer says, whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim and there is no Kos VaShlishi, so it's understood that it's optional. Oho, Odo. You can either do Kula LaShem or Kula LaChem. So on every Yontif, you should either spend Chashtetach, you eat breakfast, you can eat also, a little bit like a weekday, but you shouldn't have elaborate meals, you should dedicate the whole day to Torah and Tefillah, sit and learn, Dirik Dusha, or have a minimum of learning and davening. Chashtetach, you have to daven, you have to learn a little bit, but you should emphasize the eating and the drinking and having a good time, the physical pleasure. And Rabbi Yeshua, whose opinion is the accepted opinion, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer. Usually Rabbi Lezer follows the Beis Shammai. Rabbi Lezer Shamutehu follows Beis Shammai Shita, so that's what the Gemara says. We usually do not paskin like Rabbi Lezer, because he was from the Beis Shammai. So we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua here also. When you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zezeh, and you don't have a Kos VaShlishi Sheikh Riyah Beneyem, so then you make the Hachra on your own. You make a compromise on your own. How do you make a compromise? Chalkeyu, Chetzi LaHashem, Chetzi LaChem. That's the final maskona. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Beitza, the beginning of the second parak, that's the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Samachet. So the Gemara Pesachim adds on that this Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua only applies to Rosh Hashanah and to Pesach and to Sukkot and to Shmini Atzeres. But on Shavuos, Hakol Moedim Batzeres, Rabbi Lezer will not say his Shita on Shavuos that you have an option to sit and learn a whole day and hardly eat anything. No, Rabbi Lezer is masking that on Shavuos for sure you have to have elaborate meals, more so than the weekdays and more so than on Shabbos, because it's Yom Shenitna B'Torah, because Shavuos is the day on which we had Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's what we're celebrating about, not just coincidental. In the Chumash it never says Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, that's the whole problem. It never describes it as Man Matan Torah Seinu, but in the davening we say, but it doesn't say in the Maseches Ofim that you're supposed to say that, that's the problem. But in the davening we say that, And the Gemara says like that. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samaches says the dinim of observing Shavuos are different halacha lemaisa from the other Yom Tovim, because of the fact that Shavuos was instituted by the Torah, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the day on which we're supposed to celebrate the Kabbalah Satur. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Mishnais and Brachas have the dinim regarding a Balkeri for many years. Ezra made 10 takonis, the Gemara has. And one of the 10 takonis was repealed in the later generation. So one of the 10 takonis was that a Balkeri, or a woman who's a palet to Shechva Zera, is not permitted to learn Torah and not permitted to daven. So the Gemara says, what was it based on? So the Gemara says it's based on the Pasuk in Chumash, that the way we learn Torah today is supposed to be the same way they learned Torah at Har Sinai. Just like at Har Sinai, they were tittering. It was Be'emo Be'ira Be'resis of Iziyah. So to the Doris, you have to learn Torah. Be'emo Be'ira Be'resis of Iziyah. So if a man was just with his wife, and he's a Balkeri, or the wife is a Palet to Shechva Zera, since it comes a day, Simcha and Zechicha, nothing wrong with Simcha. Nothing wrong with Zechicha Sadas, but learning is supposed to be very serious. So that's not the mood that a person should be in at the time that he's learning. Shouldn't be jovial and joking and kidding around and munching on popcorn and Cracker Jacks and potato chips in the middle of learning. Has to be dead serious. So that's why Ezra instituted that they should have tefillah lebalikarian. So the Gemara says in Brachas that in later years, Ezra was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. Later years, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was mevatel takonas Ezra, that you don't have to have the tefillah for the Balkeri, but the principle he's masking to, that the Liman HaTorah has to be Be'em of the year of Bereses of Izir, that the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, because the Liman HaTorah is supposed to be the same way it was at Har Sinai. And the Gemara says also on Megillah that when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have a sarsur. It's not that you give the Torah directly from the Rabbanu Shalom to Bnei Yisrael. Rabbanu Shalom gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, gave it to Bnei Yisrael. You have to have an intermediary. You have to have a Rebbe Talmud relationship. So too, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, so the Gemara has the Gemara in Yerushalmi has it. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yerushalmi says that you should have a Gabbai standing next to the Balkeri who gets the Aliyah. Not so much to call up Yama Pliny or Yama Pliny, that you can have a Gabbai sit in the seat, or you can give out cards in advance, whatever, that's not so important. You have to have a Gabbai that it should look as if the Gabbai gave the Torah to the Oyla Latar, and the Oyla Latar is giving it to Bnei Yisrael. Similar to Maimon Hasina, that it was Ayidei Sarsur. So the Gemara is insisting on having a Rebbe Talmud relationship. A lot of people today, we have a generation with many, many Bali Tshuva. So you have a lot of Balei Tshuva, they just open up art scroll, they open up books, and they learn on their own. So Balei's Breira, that's marvelous, that's wonderful. But more preferred would be that there should be a Rebbe Talmud relationship between a living human being, not Stam to read Svarim. You have to have a relationship with a Rebbe. That's also learned out from Har Sinai. And the Gemara learns out other dinim from Har Sinai, right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. The Parshas HaShavua, the Gemara says another one of the takonis of Ezra was that you should lay the Teichach in B'chukosai before Shavuos and lay the Teichach in Kisovai before Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos points out in Megillah, and Tosfos in Perek HaMechas HaSvinah, but Basra also points out the long Tosfos in the beginning of HaMechas HaSvinah. We don't do that. We don't lay the Teichach at the Shabbos. We skip a week. We lain always, not B'chukaisai, is right before Shavuos. That's the second Shabbos before Shavuos. And it's not that Kisavoy is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. It's always Nitzavim is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos suggests that you don't want to go right from the Teichach into the Yontif. You want to move it a little bit away. Because the Gemara says the reason why Ezra instituted the Takana that you should lain the Teichach Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Shavuos is Tich L'Shana B'Kil L'Seh, Toch L'Shana B'Chaseh. Shavuos is also the Rosh Hashanah, the Peres Elon, the Gemara says, that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, Nidoinim al Peres Elon, so it's also Abba Rosh Hashanah, it's one of the four Rosh Hashanahs in the year, Babo Prokim Ho'ilam Nidon, the world is judged on Shavuos regarding the Peres Elon. So because it's also an Indian of Rosh Hashanah, so we want to demonstrate that all the klolah should be over. All the year should begin with all the wonderful brachas. So that's what Tosfos suggests, that maybe you want to be merachik a little bit, the klolah, you're saying brachas, the klolah, and the techa. Maybe you want to be merachik it, so that's why the meaning is that you lay another parsha before. And others suggest, I don't know about Nitzavim, Tosfos has a suggestion about Nitzavim. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Nissim Goyen, that the Teichach in Kisavoy is not really completed until you read Nitzavim as well. Because the end of the Teichach ends off with bitter words, And in Kartam Sham Lavadim al Shvach is Vein Koina. Eilu Divri Abrisa doesn't have any Nechama. The Nechama only comes in Parshas Nitzavim. The Torah quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen that the reason why we don't lay Kisava immediately before Rosh Hashanah, we lay Nitzavim, is because Nitzavim is the Gemara of the Torah. Because the Torah has to have a Nechama at the end. You have to end off with a pleasant note. So Torah says, Frek Takasha, if so, why do we lay Bamidbor
before
Shavuos? What, Bamidbor is the Gemara of the Torah and Mechukosa? It's a different Chumash. It has nothing to do. This is Nitan Lahiyama, what the Rabbi Nissim Goyen says, that the Teichach is not finished. In the end of Kisava, you only finish it over here, because it says, Vayoki, Vayalacha, Kaldvar, Mayla, Abracha, Vaklosh, and Asatul, and Menach, Shoes, Elo, Vavecha, Bechal, Abem, Shetiasham, Ah, Tshuve, and Bias HaMashiach, and coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so that's the end of the Teichach. It says, when the Brachas and Klaus will all be Mekuyim, you go Vaita, Vaita, Vaita. So you can say that's the Gemara of the Teichach. But you can't say that Bamidbar is the Gemara of the Teichach and the Chukosa. It's a different Chumash. What does it have to do? It's not a Hemshech of the same thing. So that's why Tosis rejects the Rabbin and Nissim Goyen. So others say, no, why do they have to reject it? Maybe the reason why Elaine Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah is like the Rabbin and Nissim Goyen said that, that's the Gemara of the Teichach. And maybe there's a different reason why Elaine Bamidbar before Shavuos. Why? Because there's a famous Medrash Rabbah on the first Pasuk in Bamidbar. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom choose to give the Torah in the Midbar? Of all places, why didn't he give in Yerushalayim? Why didn't he give in Eretz Yisrael, in a place that's built up in a normal location? London, Paris, New York, except in a midbar. Couldn't pick a better place than a midbar. So the Medrash has a famous comment at the opening pasuk that a person will only be successful, will only have hatzlach and learning Torah if he's meisim atzmo hefker kimidbar. If he makes himself Hefker like a midbar, that's why the Torah was given in the midbar, to teach us the lesson, that's the way to learn Torah. What exactly does that mean, that the person will only be successful if he's meisim atzmo hefker kimidbar? So the Mefarshim have two pshatim based on two different Gemaras, they're both emes. We're not sure what that particular Medrash Rabbah, the Bamidbar Rabbah, is driving at, but both ideas that the Mefarshim point out are correct. One idea they bring out is meisim atzmo kimidbar, that he's hefke kemidbar, that he's an onov, he has to be humble, that he's not makbid on his kovet. Because the Gemara says that in Tanakh, the Torah is compared to mayim, and to yayin, and to shemen, and to cholov, to different mashkoes, to different beverages. And the reason why it's compared to mayim, the Gemara says, is ma mayim, yor de bimokim gavoy, la mokim nomoch, so too, hein ator miskayemes, the Torah will only be, the one will only be successful if he's humble. If a person is arrogant, he will not be successful. And the Gemara in Erevin, in the second paragraph, has a comment on the Pasuk, Lo bashamayim hu lo meiva layamhi. So the Gemara says, Lo bashamayim, people who are arrogant usually have their head up in the air, their nose up in the air. So Lo bashamayim, the Torah will not be found by those people who are balegaive, that their heads are up in the air. Not the businessmen who are flying back and forth to London, to Eretz Yisrael, flying all the time in business. So even if they learn the Daf Yomi, but how successful can they be already? You have to have, a person should sit and learn. So that is one kavana that the Mefarshim have on the Medrash Rabbah, that one will only be successful if he learns Torah like a midbar. He's meisim atzmo hefker kemidbar. He should be an onov. The Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamos that in the many disputes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, we always paskin like the Beis Hillel against the Beis Shammai. The Gemara says for two reasons. Number one, they were the Rabbi, Macher Rabbi Mahatas. They had more Talmidim than the Beis Shammai. And number two, because Mipnei Shan v'sonim hoi, because they were very humble. But lo yoid, not only were they humble, they used to magdimim divrei Beis Shammai ledivreim. Whenever anyone would ask a shayla of the Beis Hillel, whenever he'd ask a shayla of the Beis Shammai, they would say, Asa, Muta. Sure, they tell you what the psak is. What, they have to tell you what the other people say? The din is shame. They said what they hold. When you ask somebody from the Beis Hillel, they would say, the Beis Shammai say the din is like this, and we think that it is not so. They would say it's a machloikas. They'd let you know it's a machloikas, and they would first precede by saying the other mandama shita first. So the Gemara says, because they were ambisonim hoy, because they were so humble, that's why they were zoiche, and the psak halacha is like the Beis Hillel. So it's a peladiki Gemara. What do you mean? A person is humble, so kum to my yashu koyach. So you give him a character award when he graduates high school. You give him an award for midas tovus. He goes straight to olam haba. But you should. This is the award that you paskin la'alocha like him. Why should that be so? So the answer is because a person who is more humble than others will stands a better chance of being matzliach and learning. So we assume that the Beis Hillel, when Mechaven Mo, Lamita Shal Torah, we say, Eile B'Yevedi B'Di Kimchaim. But we assume that the Shitas of the Beis Hillel are probably more Oizgehalten because of the fact that they were on the Son of Hoy. It's not that it's a reward, it's not a schar because of the fact that they were more humble. We assume that because they had that Midah, they were Meis Matzma Hefke Kemidbo, so they were more Zeichet to Hatzlocha and learning. And then the other interpretation that the Mefarshim have on the Medrash. That's another kavana. The Torah is hefka, right? That's another thing that it's open. That's another kavana. That's another medrash. That's another medrash on Parshas Chukas says that why was the Torah given a chutz la'aretz? They couldn't pick why the Torah was given in the midbar to teach a meisim atzma k'midbar. So you can pick a midbar in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to pick a chutz la'aretz? So there's a medrash on Parshas Chukas that says if the Rabbanu Shlomo had given the Torah anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was Neschalka L'Shvatim, so that Shevet would say, we're the Balabatim on the Torah, we have the final say. But Baruch Shalom wanted to show that it's not so. The Shlosh Ksorim Haim, there's a Brice in Ovis the Ramnosin that the Ramam quotes in Hilchas Talmud Torah, he starts off the Perek. Shlosh Ksorim Haim, there's Kesa Torah, Kesa Kuhuna, Kesa Malchus. So the Kesa Kuhuna was Zochabo Aaron Bizarroi, and Kesa Malchus was Zochabo David Bizarro. And the Kesa Torah is open to the public. Whoever wants can come and learn. And the Kesa Torah is all al-gabayim. The Kesa Torah is more important than the Kesa Kuna and the Kesa Malchus. And the Medrash and the Avos Ramnosin quotes a pasuk to indicate that the Kesa Torah is greater. Bimalachim yimlocha. With the Kerech of Torah, that's how you appoint kings, and that's how you appoint the Kohanim Gedolim, and so on. So that's another kavana. We're supposed to learn Torah the same way it was learned at Har Sinai. We're supposed to learn Torah the aim of the year of Bereses of Isaiah. We're supposed to learn Torah with great Yirah Shamayim. We're supposed to learn Torah with a Rebbe-Talmud relationship, preferable to have if it's shaykh to have. We're supposed to learn Torah in such a way that people should be humble and there should be kol ha-kodim zoch. It's open to the public, very democratic. It's not only for children of Talmid Chachamim. It's not whoever didn't start learning as a baby doesn't get. No, there are many prominent Rosh Yeshiva in our generation who went to public school, who went to Goyish school. In America and in Eretz Yisrael, many prominent Talmid Chacham in our generation. So it's open to the public. Whoever wants to learn can learn. Limud HaTorah is supposed to be the same as in Midbar Sinai. It's open to the public. And and then the Medrash has on this pasuk in Midbar, the opening pasuk, the two interpretations of Medrash. The person has to be Meisi Matzmo Hefker Kimidbar. So the one pshat the Mefarshim give is Meisi Matzmo Hefker Kimidbar should be an anvasan. It should be humble. In fact, many say that there's an agadah in the Gemara in Shabbos says that when the Rabbanu Shel Olam let the word out that he's interested in giving the Torah on top of a mountain, so all the mountains sent in their resume, and they were all interested in getting the job. So Har Karmel and Har Tovar, the different mountains were very tall, and Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't choose any of the mountains that were tall. He chose Har Sinai, which is not so tall. Har Sinai is lower. To teach you this lesson, that the Torah was given from a low mountain, that the person who is more humble will be more successful in Liman HaTorah. So that's how the Mefarshim say, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabban Shal Yisrael. He was so great in learning, because Chumash says he was on of Nikol Adam. He was more humble than everybody else. And several Mefarshim write that that's the Taich in the Mishnah. It's not the Pasha B'Shat in the Mishnah. Moshe Kibbul Torah Mi Sinai. So the simple translation is the Moshe got Kabbalah Sator, Har Sinai. So you have both in Rab Chaim Balozhina has this, the chief Misnagid, Rab Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva has it, the chief Hosid, and many others have as well. Moshe Kibbul Torah Mi Sinai, because he was like Har Sinai, because he was humble like Har Sinai, not like Har Karmel, not like Har Tovar, that they're tall. Moshe Rabbeinu was very humble like Har Sinai was humble. So that's why he was zeichet to Kabbalah Sater. A person will only be zeichet to Kabbalah Sater if he's humble. So this is the one taich that the Medrash has. That the Mefarshim have in the Medrash. A person has to learn Torah in our generation the same way the Torah was given in the Midbar. Meisim Atzma Kimidbar. Hefke Kimidbar means that he should be humble. Then the other Mefarshim have a different interpretation. Meisim Atzma Hefke Kimidbar means we're very wealthy, and we eat and we drink and we have very comfortable homes and we relax and we go on vacation. Everything is easy going by us. Even if people are masmidim, even in the yeshivas where they taka learn a lot, but they give them a lot of food and they enjoy all the mazeh, and they have a basketball court and they have a lot of outlet for other things as well. You have to. So Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this, but really to be matzlich and learning, a person has to remove all of the tanugas of Olam Hazeh. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukah, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Adam Ki Yom Zboil. So the Chazal have the famous comment, Ena Torah Miskayem, Zolah B'misha Meimis Atzmo Aleho. It doesn't, not to be taken literally, Meimis Atzmo Aleho. The guy's going to get a nervous breakdown and make himself crazy. He'll get sick, he'll die at a young age. Not to be taken literally. But it means Mitafsach Anstrengen a little bit. The person should not be so relaxed. And he has to be Meisim Atzmo, Hefke Kemidbar. He should... Pasma Melach Techo, exactly. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah. If the person will be Pasma Melach Techo, my mom Sura Tish, Valorat Tish, and Chait Sa Tich, yeah, then Batar Atomel, then you'll be Matzliach and learning. If you Memayit a little bit. If you'll be Memayit, then you'll be Matzliach. The Rashash was a wealthy businessman. He was the president of the Kehila in Vilna. When they were printing the Vilna Shas, he was the president. So he didn't pay money to the publishers to put his chidushim. They knew he was a great one, so they asked him to put his chidushim in. So the Rashash and Yevomis in the second perek writes in one place, he has a kasha, and he quotes a teretz that he heard from the Netziv. He writes he met the Netziv and he told him over that teretz. So Rav Zevin writes over the story in his book Yishim Meshitos, when he writes about he doesn't have an essay about the Rashash, he has an essay about the Netziv. So he writes that the Rashash on one occasion met the Netziv, and he said this kasha, and the Netziv right away said a teretz. The Rashash had a chalishas hadas. The kasha was bothering him for years. How come I never thought of the teretz? So he asks him, how come I never thought of the teretz? So the Netziv gave him over the head right away. He said, you're a very wealthy man. You live in a very comfortable style of living, a very comfortable home. And that's why you're not as matzliach as we are. He says, I'm a poor man. I have hardly any food to eat. And I have a tzibroch in a bed. And he has no comfort at all in Olam Hazeh. So I'm a kain more. Pasta melach terchel. My mom's a ratishta. That's why I'm matzliach more learning. That's what he told him. So the Rashash doesn't tell the whole story. Sorry. He just says, the Netziv told him the teretz. Sure. But the Rav Zevin quotes, that's the story that goes along with it. So this is what the Gemara points out, that the Liman HaTorah today is supposed to be along the same lines as the Liman HaTorah was given at the Har Sinai. And the Gemara says also that at Har Sinai, part of the story was that we have to transmit the Torah from generation to generation the same way it was transmitted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. That it says in Chumash Shmos at the end of Parshas Kisisa, Ksov, so the Gemara Gitna and Daf Samach understands only this and not that. You should only write down Torah Shebichsav. Ki, despite the fact, not because, despite the fact, ki api hadvarim ha'ele, api means balpeh. Despite the fact that the Ikaris Bris with Bnei Yisrael is going to be on the Torah Shebalpeh, not on the Torah Shebichsav, but nonetheless, write down the Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara understands in Gitna and Daf Samach and that Pasuk that Dvarim Shebichsav, when you transmit to others, when you teach Torah Shebichsav, Tal is supposed to lay Mitoch HaKsav. That's why the Baal Kore, when he's laying Parshas HaShavua, he's laying from a Klaf, the Haftarah, or he's laying a Megillah from Ksuvim, where the Torah, Vim Ksuvim, Torah Shebichsav, you have to transmit it to others Mitoch HaKsav. And Torah Shebaal Peh, the Din was supposed to be that you're supposed to transmit it Baal Peh. You're not supposed to teach from a Gemara. We sit and we read Mishnayos and Gemaras and Rambams and Shulchan. We read innovating everything. So the Gemara says in Tmura, at the beginning of the second parak, that was a special heter that the Chachamim developed. They were afraid that if we're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah the way we're supposed to, Bishlei Musa, continue to transmit the Torah Shebaal Peh. Baal Peh, the Torah will be forgotten because not all lav kol moicha sovoldo. Everyone can't remember all this Torah. Even if they're going to take notes, Teignish. So they insisted they have to teach from a written text. But originally, before they were matter that, the practice was adin deraisa, that to really fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus of mesiras haTorah midor ledor, you have to transmit Torah shebichsav mitoch haksav and Torah shebaal peh baal peh. That's what the Vilna Goyen says. He holds that that's the Iketer. The Vilna Goyen in Arachaim in Hilchos Kriyashma says. He thinks that's the Iketer. It's the Kasha, to the Kasha that Tosis asks. We all say Ashrei Balpeh. We all say Kriyashma Balpeh. We say a lot of things from Chumash Balpeh. Oz Yashir. We say a lot of things Balpeh. So isn't all of this in violation of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatav Asher LeYom HaPeh? Truth of the matter, even if you read it from a Siddur, It's also about peh. If you have less than a sefer shalom, he's saying on Yashir, you don't have a whole chumishmo. He's saying Ashrei, you don't have a whole sefer tilim. If you have less than a sefer shalom, it's all about peh. So we're always in violation of the din of dvarim shebichsav yatar hashal yomer al peh. Or it's the chapela. So Tosis gives different terutzim. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the ikat teretz, he has a right from a gemara. He says the ikat teretz is the Vilna Gaon has it on Tmura, the beginning of the second parak, where Tosis talks about it, as well as in Yume on the side of the gemara and in Orachaim. So he says the ikat teretz is what Tosis says, that this halacha dvarim shebichsav yatar hashal yomer al peh is only lahotzi acher midechay vasum. There's nothing wrong with saying Krishma Balpeh. Nothing wrong with saying Arami Avid Avi Balpeh. That's not a problem. The problem is if you want to be Moitzi others, if you want to do Mesiras HaTorah, you want to transmit Torah from one person to the other, then it has to be the same way the Torah was transmitted at Harsinai. The Dvarim Shebichsav were transmitted Mitoch HaKsav, and the Dvarim Shebalpeh were transmitted Balpeh. That's the way we're supposed to transmit it. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to this, to the Yarach HaZokeh, that in every generation they used to transmit all the traditions of the Torah Shebalpeh, and needs to be mechadish more dinim in the Torah Shemal Peh, and everybody took notes, everybody would write private notes, but when they gave the public shiur, they wouldn't give the shiur by reading a text on Mishnayos. They would recite the Mishnayos Bal Peh, they would say, organize the ideas in their mind, they would have notes, but they wouldn't be teaching from a written text, they wouldn't have everybody reading from a written text. So why is it that you're permitted to write notes? What happened to the din Dvarim Shebal Peh? Yatar Asher L'Yomer B'Ksav, so he says, no, Yatar Asher L'Oimrom B'Ksav. L'Yomer means the transmitting, the Mesiras HaTorah, Midor L'Dor, is supposed to be the same way it was transmitted at Har Sinai. That's the way it was supposed to transmit it, L'Dor HaSadbor.
Originally, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he was teaching the people the Torah. He taught them Bal Peh, what Hashem told him, no?
Yeah, first he had to deliver the Nevuah Bal Peh, and then to write it. Yeah. That's how the Rav Chaim says, the Pashup Shanting Mar, it says, HaKol HaTorah Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, U'Moshe Oimer V'Koisek. So what does it mean? So Tosfos says, Mikan Remez le that's a Gemara Menachos, that the Shmona Psukim Shabbatar, which described the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, were different from the rest of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote even the Shmona Psukim, the Gemara says. Shailan Tanaim, who wrote the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu? So one opinion is that Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. And there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that says Yeshua ben Nun wrote something. It's unclear what he wrote. So one Tana says that's what he wrote. He wrote the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last parsha in the Chumash that has the Shmona Psukim about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other Tanaim say no, everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the difference was Kol HaTorah Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer U'Moshe Oimer V'Koseh Mikan V'Yelech, the Shmona Psukim Shabbatar that described the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer U'Moshe Koseh B'Dema. Wasn't Oimer V'Koseh. What does it mean Oimer V'Koseh? So Tosfos says Mikan Tanis Gemara is a remez L'Sofrei Sfarim, that before, let's say where Sofer is writing a Chumash, so the Sofer is writing a Sefer Torah, so he's supposed to have another Sefer Torah in front of him. That's a Gemara Megillah, and he should say Bereshis Bar Lakim, and then write Bereshis Bar Lakim, Esa Shmaim Esa Oretz, and then he writes it. So Tosfos says that's based on this Gemara. It says in Yerida, it's based on this Gemara that it says Moshe Oimer V'Koseh. He recited the pasuk, and then he wrote it. So Tosfos writes the Mikan remez L'Koseh Sfarim. It's a remez to the minig that the Sofrim have, that they mumble the pasuk before they write it. Why is it a remez? It's b'sferish in the Gemara. Moshe Oimer V'Koseh. Why is it only a remez? So that's what the Rav said, that, and they have this printed also, b'shem Rav Chaim. The Rav said, b'shem Rav Chaim, that's not the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Pashup Shat is a Moshe Oimer V'Koseh. He delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael.
And only after he delivered it, then he
was commanded to write it down as a text. First he had to deliver it b'Torah's Nevuah. And on the last Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, that he did not deliver the Nevuah. Moshe Koseh B'Dema, he wrote it without delivering the Nevuah. That's what the Netziv has like that. The Netziv writes on the Pasuk, introducing Shiras HaZinu, before Parshas HaZinu, in the end of Vayelech. So it says, V'atekis V'lachem Es HaShira HaZos V'lamda Es B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem. So the Netziv writes in his Bir HaChumash, Kisva lachem, the Shiras HaZinu is different from Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, first you deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and then you write it down. Moshe Oimer V'Koseh. And here in Shiras HaZinu is Faker. Kisva lachem is HaShiras HaZinu. First you write it down, and then V'lamedez Bnei Yisrael Simifim. Then you recite it to the Bnei Yisrael. So he also points out like that Kol HaTorah Kula, he's leaving out Shiras HaZinu, and Rav Chaim says leaving out the Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to deliver it first as a Nevuah. But afterwards, he wrote it down, and after it was written down, it became Torah Shebichsav. Then the halacha said in that the Ksav L'chos Advarim Ha'ele, when you transmit the Torah Shebichsav, you're supposed to transmit it mitoch HaKsav. So all of these halachas as to how to learn Torah, how to transmit Torah, are all derived from the Maimon HaSina. That's what the Gemara says.
Very difficult to conceptualize that most of it is such one that's written down a big way, such glowing traits as
yeah.
The antithetic sitting has.
The Gemara says that it was dictated. The Rebbe Shalom dictated to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer, Moshe Kaisev Bidema. The Rebbe Shalom is dictating to him. So he had to write what he was dictating. Wasn't that he chose the word?
He didn't make it up himself. He didn't make this
himself.
Sefer Dvarim is different in the sense that we assume that Sefer Dvarim is like Torah Shebal Peh. It's recorded. The Torah Shebichsav records the Torah Shebal Peh that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. The Gemara says, Lamashal, in the beginning of Givamis on Daf Hey, that there is a machlekes atanoim in Bereshis and Shmois and Vayikram, Vamidbar, where the Darsh and Smuchim. If you have two dinim that are written in the same pasuk, so that's called a hekesh. So you assume that there's a connection between the first half of the pasuk and the second half of the pasuk. But if you have two dinim that are written, two psukim that are adjacent to each other, that's called Smuchim. So that's a machlekes atanoim in Sanhedrin and other mesichtas, where the Darsh and Smuchim are not. But in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the first perek, all the Tanoim agree that you do Darshan Smuchim. We have many, many, many famous drushes in Chumash Dvarim that are based on Smuchim. That you can have Shatnas and Tzitzis is based on Smuchim, and that women cannot write Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzah based on Smuchim. Many, many famous drushes that are based on Smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. So the Gemara says a Svara, why? Why is Chumash Dvarim different? It's very unclear. So on the side of the Gemara, they have the Horus printed in the regular Gemara. They have the Horus of Rabbi Tzalal Ransburg. He was in the Bezna of the Nadi Yehuda in Prague. One of the great Goyim. So he quotes a different Girsa in the Gemara from the Ravon, one of the early Rishonim, one of the Balei HaTosfos. The Ravon, I think, was the grandfather of the Rosh or something. So the Ravon has a different Girsa in the Gemara because Moshe mipiyatzmai amoran. That's the only place where it says, Eila hadvar meshadibar Moshe kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. The whole Torah doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paro, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Aaron, when he speaks to Pinchas, it says by Dabar Vayom Moshe. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling over the Dinim, Eila Dabar Moshe Dibar Moshe Kol Yisrael, and then it says he's explaining everything and he's telling them over. So it sounds like he's transmitting the whole Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what several the Rav once gave a whole drasha about this, but it's based on Chassidus Svarim. Several Svarim write that the whole Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh, which was incorporated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Torah Shebichsav. So whenever you're giving Torah Shebal Peh, so the Chacham has to organize his ideas, his thoughts, and he has to present it in a logical order. So there should be a connection between one pasuk and the next. So that's what the Ravon had to give us in the Gemara, that since Chumash Dvarim is Moshe Mepiatzmai Amoroi, it's Moshe Rabbeinu who is organizing the Torah Shebal Peh, and he's transmitting it to Bnei Yisrael. So that's why here you do Darshan Smuchim. You assume that when Moshe Rabbeinu put the Psukim in this order, there must be a reason for it. The Rabbanu Shlom reworded everything. It was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rabbanu Shlom reworded it along the lines of the way Moshe Rabbeinu first said it.
It's a famous text. Moshe Rabbeinu later on, after Moshe Rabbeinu said these words, what to write down, what to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like directly from Moshe what is in there.
Mistamen not. Even when it says in Chumash a quotation, let's say V'zay Sabracha Shed Berach Moshe Ben Yisrael, so the Arachayim HaKadosh has on several of the Psukim in V'zay Sabracha that it's not necessarily a direct quotation. It's approximately, yeah. It's approximately what he said. It's not necessarily verbatim a quotation from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Some say that Moshe Rabbeinu
is Shechinim Medaber, that's how they assume is only till a certain point. At the end of his life, then it was no longer Shechinim Medaberes Mitoch Gronim. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, so he says, Luchalad Lotzes V'Lovoi. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, what do you mean, Luchalad Lotzes V'Lovoi? It says that he was, Lakos Einu V'Lar Nas Lechoi. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, from the Medrash, no, it was Nistatu Mimeno Minus HaChochma. That the whole time Moshe Rabbeinu was always bubbling over, like a Mayon, Minus HaChochma, he was bubbling over, Shechinim Medaberes Mitoch Gronim. And now he was physically healthy, but he didn't have the minus achachma anymore. It's a gedapt onstrengen to say the Torah that he wanted to say. That's what some of Farshma say in the beginning of Hazino. It says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, He finally said Birchas HaTorah, beginning of Bereishis. He didn't say anything. But over here, when it was Nistatma, right before his death, when it was Nistatma Mena minus Achachma, so then he had to say, he was talking on his own, so then he had to say Birchas HaTorah. That's how some of the Farshim say. The Gemara is Lashon. The Gemara is Lashon, Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoron. Yeah. So the Ravon uses that same Lashon in the beginning of Yevamis to explain why Yedarshan Smuchim and Chumash Dvarim Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoron. So the Ravon probably means to say that Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh. So this seems to shed light on what this means, Moshe Mipi Atzmai Amoron. That's what the Rav continued in his Drasha. He gave a whole Drasha that was published many years ago. So Gebel Drashi explained that the Teicheche in the Krisis Bris in Bechukaisai was on Torah Shebichsav. So on Torah Shebichsav, the Rabbanu Shalom makes a Bris directly with Bnei Yisrael. But on Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rabbanu Shalom wants that it should go through our Rebbe. It should go, the Rabbanu Shalom gives the Torah to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives it to the Talmud. And Torah Shebichsav, you don't transmit from a Rebbe. Torah Shebaal Peh is transmitted through a Rebbe. So that's why Dafke, the second Teicheche, which is in Chumash Dvarim, and the whole Chumash Dvarim is a chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's why the Brachas HaKlod is there, it's Moshe Mipi Atzma Amor, and it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying it. It says, Yakcha Hashem B'Shchin Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on talking. The Rabbanu Shlomo will do this. In Bechul Kaisei, it doesn't say it like that. In Bechul Kaisei Teicheche, the Rabbanu Shlomo is speaking. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbanu Shlomo is making the Krisis Bris directly. And in Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sarsur, he's negotiating the whole deal because the Krisis Bris was on the Torah Shebaal Peh. The whole Chumash Dvarim is all Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why there was a need for a Sarsur.
Why aren't you guys?
We assume there must be some reason but why it goes in this order, but not necessarily a logical reason that we would understand. And the Chumash Dvarim, which was originally organized by Abbas of Adam, was originally organized by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was transmitting the Torah Shebaal Peh at that time. So that's why he organized it in a logical fashion, that everything goes keseder.
It would seem just the opposite. Eventually he gave the Torah, he wanted to give it a certain way in order to be able to more organized than a human being can organize.
No? Organized with different ideas, like the Ramban and the Hakdamah to Chumash comments that the Gemara says Misachim, the Torah, the text of the Torah existed 2,000 years before the world was created. So how can it be? It says by Dabba Shama Moshe Lema, it says about Kriyas Yamsuf and Esar Makis and all the other. How can it be that this was there Kodem Briyas Olam? So the Ramban says the Oisias were in order, but there wasn't the Hepsik of Tevis. See, Rufa Oisias with Kabbalah Digazach, and this is all at this. So that's what the whole Chumash was all about. Up until Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu saying all the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's when the Nitziv has a whole Arichas on the Chumash Dvarim. There is a Gemara in the Dvarim on Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph where the Gemara quotes an Amora. The Nitziv has a long, long Arichas on this in his Hakdamah to the Shiltas, the Kidma Soemek. He wrote a commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager, and he called the commentary the Haimik Sha'olah. As an introduction to the Haimik Shal, he calls it the Kidmas HaEmek. Kidmas HaEmek. And he wrote, we have three Hakdamas. It looks funny. If you buy a Shiltas with the Pirush of the Nitziv, it has three Hakdamas. It looks ridiculous. Why did he write three Hakdamas? Why didn't he write one long Hakdamas? And the second is a Hemshech of the first, and the third is a Hemshech of the second. So why did he call the three Hakdamas? The answer is, originally when they were printed in Europe, the first edition, so the first Hakdamah was printed in the first volume. And then when he completed the second Sefer, he put a second Hakdama Hemshech, and then when he printed the third Sefer, he wrote the third installment. When they reprinted it, when Mosada Rav Kook reprinted the Shiltas with the commentary of the Nitziv, so they took all the three Hakdamas and they put them together. So the way it appears now, it looks a little funny. Why did he write three Hakdamas to one Sefer? It's all one long Hakdama, as one long Hemshech, he keeps on going. The answer is, historically, in Europe, in the first printing, when it was printed in Europe, each volume had one third of the Hakdama. Now it's taka one long Hakdama. So in this commentary on the Shiltas and that Hakdama, as well as in the commentary on the Chumash, has long arichas on this Gemara in the Dorim on Daflam and Chesem and Alpha. The Gemara says the original plan. The Gemara says it based on Pesukim Chumash. The original plan of the Rabbanu Shalom was that the Torah would only be given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he should transmit it to his children. He doesn't have to share it with Bnei Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a kind-hearted fellow. He was a Tovayin, and he shared it with everybody else. What is he? Tovayin hu yivarach. He's not going to lose anything. He may as well share it with everybody. So the Gemara fact, that's ridiculous. It says Befesh. So what do you mean? Originally the plan was the Torah was only going to be for Moshe Rabbeinu and his descendants. So the Gemara says, no, Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach Kol HaTorah Kula to Bnei Yisrael. But he just had to teach him Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He didn't have to teach him all the ins and the outs. They should know how to pasken on their own. The Pilpula Shel Torah, the Gemara says, the Pilpula Shel Torah, how to read in between the lines of Klal HaPrat and all the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bem, and how to work out a Psak. If he wanted to, he could have kept that. The Rabbanu Shalom's original claim one that was from Moshe Vizaray. And the Gemara says it's based on a post. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's going to be if they won't know how to figure out only the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu are binding throughout all the future generations, and no other Navi can come up with any new ideas. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Maharsha on the first daf of Megillah is not sure whether the Gemara is referring to that pasuk, the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, the last pasuk in Mechukaisai, or the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, the last pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, which is kemat the same. Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. Here it says Eila mitzvos. Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. Asher tziv Hashem biyad Moshe. Here it says tziv Hashem es Moshe biyad Moshe. Al bnei Yisrael ba'arvis moya bal yarden yerechai. Why is it different over here? It says Eila mitzvos. Here it says Eila mitzvos hamishpatim. So the Netziv claims because in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, just a short period of time before he's about to die here. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. Just a month before he died, he starts to transmit the whole Seudah. Gemara says, children are nothing special. Moshe Rabbeinu was a loving father, and he thought, Rashi quotes the Medrash, when the Rabbanu Shalom told him he's about to die, so he thought, okay, now it's time for my children to take over the Yerusha. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, he thought that his sons are going to take over. The Rabbanu Shalom said, no, have Amina. Why should your son take over? Yeshua Benun is going to take over. Point Yeshua Benun. So as he's about to die, he realizes that the Matana Tova that the Rabbanu Shalom gave him doesn't make any sense. Why should he give the secret to his children? He's not going to tell Yeshua Benun. The Gadol Hador is going to be the Poisik, is going to be the Manik. He's not going to have the sight. It's only my children. So he felt he has to give it to the whole of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Netziv explains. The whole Chumash Devarim starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu, the first four chapters in Devarim. Described the way Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the whole Seudas of the Torah Shebaal Peh to all of Bnei Yisrael. How does it?
You mean when Yisrael told Moshe to make a bezin, he didn't tell them the Seudas HaTorah how to paskin? Yeah, what kind of bezin would that be?
They knew the dinim, and they knew how to be medama milsa the milsa. That's all. How to be Madama Muslim, Muslim, but how to derive the dinah from the Chumash that he hadn't told him yet. Apparently, that was not until the very end, until the end of the Arba'im Shana. As he's about to die, then he gave it over. That's why there's a famous Taisa on the first daf in Gittin. Taisa says the meaning is when Chalila, when a couple gets divorced, Gemara says children are nothing special. Moshe Rabbeinu was a loving father, and he thought, Rashi quotes the Medrash, when Rabbeinu Shalom told him he's about to die, so he thought, okay, now it's time for my children to take over the Yerusha. So Rashi quotes from the Chazal, he thought that his sons are going to take over. Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, have Amina. Why should your son take over? Yeshua Benun is going to take over, appoint Yeshua Benun. So as he's about to die, he realizes that the Matana Torah that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him doesn't make any sense. Why should he give the secret to his children? He's not going to tell Yeshua Benun. Nah. The Gadol Hador is going to be the Poisik, is going to be the Manik. He's not going to have the say, it's only my children. So he felt he has to give it to the whole of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Netziv explains. The whole Chumash Devarim starts off with Moshe Rabbeinu. The first four chapters in Devarim describe the way Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the whole Seudus of the Torah Shebal Peh to all of Bnei Yisrael. How does it
say? You mean when Yisrael told Moshe to make a bezin, he didn't tell them the Seudus HaTorah how to paskin? Yeah, or what kind
Apparently
of bezin
not.
Would that be?
They knew the dinim, and they knew how to be medama milsa the milsa. That's all. How to be medama milsa milsa. But how to derive the dinim from the chumash, that he hadn't told them yet. Apparently, that was not until the very end, until the end of the Arboim Shana. As he's about to die, then he gave it over. That's why there's a famous taisa on the first daf in Gittin. Taisa says the minig is when a couple gets divorced, they write a get. So the minig is that the get has 12 lines. And then the chasimus on the bottom are another two lines. So there are 14 lines in the get. So what is that based on? The get has 12 lines. Gadish, it doesn't have to. It's not a din. It's a minig. So Taisus says, so some say, get bigamatria is 12. Yeah. Get bigamatria. Gimel tes is 12. Yeah. And then Taisus has another suggestion that it says, because of law, sefer krisus, he should write a get for his wife. A book of shtar. Sefer means a shtar of divorce. Sefer krisus. So Taisus has a wild idea that there are four blank lines in between Bereshis and Shmos, four blank lines in between Shmos and Vayikra, and four blank lines in between Vayikra and Bamidbar. So the four and four and four is 12, that's the Sefer Krisus, the number of lines that separate, that's Kairis, between one Chumash and the other.
So the
Kasav Law, huh?
What's the two lines on the bottom? So why the two lines on the bottom?
The Chsim is Eidim. Okay. So Taisus suggests that maybe there are 12 lines because of law, Sefer Krisus, the get should have the number of lines that separate between one Chumash and the other. But then Taisus says, so what about Bamidbar and Dvarim? Yeah. So Taisus says, no, Epis Dvarim doesn't count. Why might Dvarim not count? So Epis, that's what the Mefarshim say, that Dvarim is Torah Shebal Peh. It became Torah Shebichsav, but it started off originally as Torah Shebal Peh. So that's not really included in the original Vart, even though that pasuk is in Chumash Dvarim, but when it says Sefer Krisus, the number of lines that separate between one Sefer and the other, that's on the Iker of Torah Shebichsav. The Iker of the first four Chumashim. The fifth Chumash is a recorded copy. It's a Torah Shebichsav of the Torah Shebal Peh. So it's ganz in a different Vart.
But there's so many halachas which are mentioned in Devarim, which are not mentioned in the first four
Machos. Absolutely, definitely.
So why didn't they leave the 12 lines in the get blank?
Blank? What's it going to do? What are they going to write? How are they going to work?
Invisibly.
Give me a blank. It'll be
no, the whole Chumash, the Gemara, the Chazon Ish points out a Gemara in Chagiga Davo. The whole Chumash is a composite of three different texts. Sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Oil Moed. And sometimes we use the text that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu in Arvis Moed. That's what it says Beferish. It's a composite of three different texts. But the shad is we don't understand why. Why did the Rabbanu Shel Olam tell Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes use this text, sometimes use the second text, sometimes use the third text, if each text had Kol HaTorah Kulo? So that's a good question. Why? You have Dinim and Chumash Dvarim that don't appear anywhere else in Chumash previously. Full of mitzvahs. Many, many, many mitzvahs in Chumash Dvarim. More than one-fifth of the mitzvahs appear in Chumash Dvarim. Has more than 20% of the mitzvahs, yeah. So that we don't know the secret to that. Why did the Rabbanu Shel Olam decide to have so many different texts? Anyway, but this is what Shavuos is all about. We celebrate Kabbalah Satorah, and the excitement of Kabbalah Satorah is supposed to bring us a Mechilas Avodas, that we don't use the word Chatos and Parshas Pinchas in contrast to the others. And we're not just some not just supposed to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah, they're supposed to continue to learn the Torah and to transmit the Torah to the next generation in the same way that we learned the Torah at Har Sinai. That's why you have to learn B'chodesh HaShlishi on Shavuos. The Ramban writes in Chumash, he holds that that's one of the mitzvahs, one of the Tariag mitzvahs, that once a year, every year, you have to learn B'chodesh HaShlishi to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Part of remembering Maimon Har Sinai is to remember the story of Nasav and Ishmael. The Chumash says that everybody screamed out Nasav and Ishmael. What is that all about? So the Gemara, the Pasha Pshat Nasav and Ishmael is like the Gemara says in the middle of Yevamos, that a ger hamizgayer has to undergo Maisa Ger, he has to have Milo and Tfilo and bring a korban, he has to have Kabbalah on mitzvah. The Gemara learns everything out from Maimon Har Sinai. So the Nasav and Ishmael that they screamed out, that was the Kabbalah on mitzvah, Alpi Pashtus. But in addition to that, that it serves as a Kabbalah on mitzvah, we learn out also more. The Gemara in Shabbos and Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva places emphasis in the Midrashim on that Pasuk, place emphasis on the fact that they said it in the backwards order. First they said Nasa, and then they said Nishma. They didn't first say Nishma and then Nasa. Normal should have been, they should say Nishma and Nasa. We'll listen to what you tell us, and we will observe all the mitzvahs that you will teach us. So the Gemara tells a story in Shabbos that Rava was sitting and learning on a chair that had four legs, and he was leaning over and he had his hands on the bottom of the feet of the chair, and he was shuckling back and forth, and the chair caused his fingers to bleed, and he wasn't paying attention, kept on shuckling back and forth. So an apikoros came by, a goy came by, and he said, "What mishugoyim? They were crazy at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. They said Nasa and Ishma. What do you say Nasa and Ishma? First say Nishma and Nasa. How can you do before you know what you're supposed to do? And it's still mishugoyim. He sits and he learns Gemara, and his fingers are bleeding. So the Rava says, no, it's the praises of the Klal Yisrael that they do everything today. Well, why is it praiseworthy that we do everything today? So he quotes, it's like the Malachim. Oisi dvaroi, lishmaya bekol dvar. First they do, and then lishmaya. What does that mean? How can they do before Lishmaya first? And the Gemara's lashon is bishah shehikdimu. The Gemara's lashon is bishah. It doesn't say bishah shomru nasev and ishma. It says bishah shehikdimu in Israel nasev and ishma. But they said it out of order. That's why bo shishim riboy malachi ashares, and they placed on top of everyone's head two crowns. One crown keneged nasa, one crown keneged ishma. So the simple reading of the Gemara, that's what the Beis Halevi points out. Simple reading of the Gemara is if they would have said it in the normal order, Nishma Benase, then the Malachim wouldn't have come to give him the double crowns. Why not? Well, why is only because they said Bishoshi Higdimu na Bishoshi Amma Yisol Nase Benishma? Why right Bishoshi Higdimu Yisol Nase Linishma? So the Beis Halevi has a famous comment, which the Beis Halevi was after the Vilna Goyim, but if you look in the Ksovim that they have, the Talmidim of the Gro wrote all of this. We don't have too much from the Vilna Goyim himself. You have the Aderes Eliyahu in different places on Chumash talks about this topic. It sounds like he's driving at the same thing that the Beis Halevi said. And the Nesivos has this as well. Thank you. So the Beis Halevi has in his Shalas HaTshuvos a long essay. In the end of the second chelik, end of the first chelik, he has Tshuvos Rav Chaim Balazs. In the end of the second chelik, he has long drushes. And one of the long drushes, as well as a drushes on, thank you, as well as a drushes on Chumash. So he explains that the Nase is an acceptance to keep all the mitzvahs. And Nishma is a Kabbalah, an acceptance to learn Liman HaTorah, that we're going to learn Torah. So normal should have been, you're going to Nishma Benase, we're going to learn the Torah, then we're going to know how to keep the mitzvahs. But if they would have said it in that order, first we're going to learn the Torah, then we're going to keep the mitzvahs, then it would have only been one Kabbalah. Because Liman HaTorah would have just been a Hechsha mitzvah, the way to lead up to fulfilling the mitzvahs. So basically, there would be one Kabbalah of Nasa. Mm-hmm. Nishma just a Hachana in order to lead up to the ability to. If you don't know the Dinim, how can you be a Shamash Shabbos? You don't know the Dinim, how can you keep kosher? You don't know the Dinim, you can't observe any of the mitzvah. You have to learn the Dinim first. And that's why Bnei Yisrael said, no, they're doing two Kabbalahs. There's one Kabbalah, we're going to keep the mitzvahs, which Alpi Pashtus implies we're going to have to learn first. Then there's a separate independent Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn Torah, even if the learning does not lead up to mitzvahs. It doesn't mean I'm going to learn all about kashrus and violate the laws of kashrus. If a person learns and he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, then he's not yaitse the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It has to be loymed amanos lekayim. That's what the Talmud Yerushalmi says. Why is it that we have a rule, oisik b'mitzvah patam b'na mitzvah? Whenever you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're exempt from performing another mitzvah. How come that rule does not apply to Talmud Torah? Person is busy learning. So why does he have to like tefillin, and why does he have to daven, and why does he have to prava a seder? He's busy learning. So why not say, Hoisik b'mitzvah, patam in ha-mitzvah, so the Rishami, basically it says in the Bavli also, but the Bavli doesn't give the explanation, just says the din. The Rishami gives the explanation. If he's going to sit and learn, and he's not going to prava a seder, he's not going to shake a lulav, he's not going to daven, he's not going to do any mitzvahs, it's going to come out that is not Yaitzit Talmud Torah, because the Talmud Torah has to be right, so the fulfilling of all the mitzvahs is an enhancement of the Talmud Torah. It's not a different mitzvah. Ha'isik b'mitzvah A is pata from mitzvah B. But if he's ha'isik mitzvah, he has to do mitzvah b'shlei musa. So b'shlei musa haste. Whenever a mitzvah comes your way, you got to perform that mitzvah. If you don't perform the mitzvah, it's teignish.
So then how come Torasim Nasi is takapata from certain mitzvahs? You find like Torasim Nasi, and that's, I thought that was because of Luminatari.
It's not because Isaac Mimitz or Pata Mitzvah, it's a different reason. It's a different halach. What is Pata from Kriyashma, I think. Torasim Nasi is
Tfilin.
There's such a Mechilte. Yeah, the Beis Yosef quotes such a Mechilte. We don't hold like that. Yeah, we don't pass like that. Pata from Kriyashma, the Rishami says a separate reason, because Zeshina and Zeshina. Shami is working with the assumption that Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shema, it's just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
At a certain time.
It's then I learned.
At a certain time.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
So since he's learning anyway, so he's not mechuyev, that's a specific form of Talmud Torah. So he's doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah anyway. Specific mitzvahs he may be part of.
But it's not outside mitzvah for the mitzvah.
No, it can't be. That's what the Shami says. So true, there is no value in learning about mitzvahs if he's going to learn the dinim and not observe the mitzvahs. But there is value to learning. Let's say someone today will learn Zeroyim in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say someone today will learn Zeroyim, Ataris, and Chutzlords. It's totally irrelevant. We don't observe anything. Or someone will learn, the Gemara has one Tana claims that there never was and there never will be a Ben Suramor. One Tana says there never was and there never will be a Bais HaMenuga. One Tana says that Yerani Dach is Lahoy Balayasa Liyasa. So why is it written Kosh V'Kabal Schar? So what do you mean, Rosh V'Kabbalah Schar? So you see that there is an inyan to learn Torah, even if it's as a separate mitzvah, not only as a heksha mitzvah to lead up to the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs. So that's what the Beis Halevi claims, that because they said Nasa v'Nishma in the wrong order, they would have said Nishma v'Nasa, then the Kabbalah to learn Torah would not have constituted a separate Kabbalah. It would just be a hachana to make you able to fulfill the mitzvah. So then the Malachim would only have given them one crown for the Nishma. But because they said in the reverse order, so the one Kabbalah was on Nasa and Shmiras and Mitzvah, one separate Kabbalah Nishma to sit and learn. So the Beis Halevi has a long arichas on that. He says when you buy a lulav, you don't say a bracha shekidishonah b'mitzvos of a tzivonah. When you tie tzitzis, you don't say a bracha shekidishonah b'mitzvos of a tzivonah. So Gemara says why? Because it's only a heksha mitzvah, it's only a hachona. When you construct the sukkah, it's only a hachon, and the mitzvah is when you sit in the sukkah. So, you could say Sheikh Yonu. Sheikh Yonu is Abayna Bayis Chodosh. You say Sheikh Yonu. It's a different word. So we choose to save the Sheikh Yonu till the Kiddush. But there is an opinion in the Rishami, when you build the sukkah, you do say a bracha, Kiddushan Satsan, Alasiya Sasukkah. We don't accept that. The Babli Paschim is against that Tana. There's one Tana like that. We don't accept that Shita. So that's what the Beis Halevi says. Why do we recite the bracha before we're about to learn? Manishtana learning from every other Heksha mitzvah. So he says, that's why, because learning is not only a Heksha mitzvah. How about if you're not going to learn Hilchot Shabbos, you won't know how to be a Shema Shabbos. But the mitzvah of Limud Torah exists as an independent mitzvah, even not for the sake of keeping the mitzvahs. Not to say that if you learn and you don't observe the dinim that you learn, Yet the Talmud Torah. No, then it comes at the Elaymer Shalom and Asl Kaim, Teigdechnish. But let's say he's learning dinim that don't come up. Halachas that don't come up. So that's called Rosh V'Kal Maschar. There is an inyan to learn Torah, even if it's not going to lead up to anything Halach Lamaisim. Or let's say a person already knows how to daven, he knows Hilchas Krishma, he knows Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A man has an obligation to chazer all day and all night to learn Bahasmod Demur. What does he have to chazer for? He knows already. How many times do you have to learn the same thing? So the answer is, Limud HaTorah would have only been a Heksha mitzvah to enable you to fulfill all the mitzvahs. So once he knows how to keep Shabbos and how to keep kosher, what does he have to keep on chazering for? But since it's an independent mitzvah, so he's mechuyev to learn all the time. So the Beis Halevi has these three nafkiminis. He says, let's say, one is obligated to learn even Taras and even Zroim, the parts of Halacha that are not relevant Halacha L'maisa. And one says the bracha when he learns, it's not a Heksha mitzvah. And when we say that women, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin that women are not obligated to learn Torah. What do you mean they're not obligated? How's the woman going to be able to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha if she doesn't learn? So it means that the women are not mukhayif to learn Zroim, they're not mukhayif to learn Taras. They're not mukhayif to learn Pilpula Shel Torah. The men are not mukhayif to learn Pilpula Shel Torah either. But the women are mukhayif to learn Shulchan Aruch. Kids of Shulchan Aruch, whatever, they have to learn Hilchas Tefillin, they don't have to learn, they don't have to like Tefillin. Hilchas Tzitzis, they don't have to learn. But they have to learn all the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. All of them had to be honest in business. All the dinim that are relevant for them, they do have to learn. And the men not only have that chiyuv, the men have a chiyuv to learn even the dinim that are irrelevant to them, even the Pulpula Shel Torah, they have to learn everything. So that's the Beis HaLevis. Right, the Bavli was only composed on Brachis and on Moed, on Noshim and Ezekin, those Mesichtes that are Negeh Halacha L'maisa. Those that are not Negeh on Zeroyim and on Taris, there is no Bavli, the exception to the rule being on Kochim. So Rashi says the reason why is because Zos Taris Ha'oilo, the Gemara says in the end of Masech HaZvachim, towards the very end, Zos Taris Ha'oilo, Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Ha'oilo, Kilo Hikri Korban Ha'oilo, Kol Ha'isik B'Parshas Chatos, Kilo Hikri Korban Chatos. So Rashi Shita is that din, whoever learns Parsha Soila, Parsha Schatis, and Tzidik Hikrif, only applies to Korbanos. Doesn't apply, let's say a Jew is in Siberia and he doesn't have any matzah, so let him learn Hilchas Matzah and it'll be considered Kilo. Rashi helps, there is no such thing. Chabad Chaim has a long hakdomah when he published the Sefer Sifa Zikainim, a likut of Rishonim and Achronim on Kochim, and he encouraged everybody to start learning Kochim, was hoping that Mashiach would come, the Hamikdash will be built. He was a Kohen, there were other Kohenim, so he was helping everybody. He encouraged Rav Kook was a Kohen. He encouraged Rav Kook personally, he should learn Kochim, maybe he'll be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So when he started the whole movement to learn Kochim because of the Zionist, it started because of the Zionistic movement. Everybody was thinking about moving to Eretz Yisrael and becoming a Mashiach and building Beis HaMikdash. So he was also involved in all of that. So he published a long hakdomah to the Sefer HaSivus Kohenim, encouraging everybody to learn Kochim. So he writes there, this Rashi and many Rishonim, that the kol ha'isik b'parshas oilo kilo hikriv korban oilo doesn't apply to the other mitzvahs, only applies to korbanos. The midrashim say it applies also to the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. Even if you don't build a beis hamikdash, but if you learn about the dinim of building a beis hamikdash, is kilo you participated partially in that mitzvah. So that has also to do with korbanos. But let's say a person is sick in the hospital, and he can't daven tefillah b'tzibur and he misses kriyas ha'torah, so let him take out a shulchan aruch and learn hilchas kriyas ha'torah. And let him learn Hilchas Chazaras Hashatz, it'll be considered Malinei Alechem Kilu, Kili fulfilled. So according to the Chafetz Chaim's Rishonim, it's not so. There are some who say that it is so. That this promise that the Torah gives, that whoever learns Hilchas Korbanos, Malinei Alechem Kilu Hikrivum, that promise, the Gemara says, the Rabbanu Shlom told that to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Apsorim. When Avraham Avinu is, by Ma'idah Kirashen, he is, but what schus will my descendants have the right to maintain Bailus over Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbanu Shalom said, Chol Yegl Mushalash is B'schus HaKrovas HaKarbonis. So then Avraham Avinu asked Rabbanu Shalom, what's going to be B'zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? So the Gemara says on the last daf in Megillah, let your descendants recite the Parshas HaKarbonis. Malan Yaleim, I will consider it Kilu Hikrivum. So some Rishonim, some Achrayim, not Rishonim, some Achrayim understand that it's Lab Dafka by Karbonis, it's by all mitzvahs. Whenever a person is in Siberia, and he doesn't have any matzah and maror, so let him learn the dinim, and it'll be considered ki'ilu. If a person is sick and he can't take wine, he can't drink arbekaisis, he has a condition, so let him learn the dinim of arbekaisis, and be considered ki'ilu. And the Chafetz Chaim quotes all the Rishonim and Achronim saying not so, that it's only a din in korbanos, only applies to korbanos. Yeah.
We stay up on Shavuos night, and we stay up on Shavuos night. Where did the minhag originate? And more importantly, are there any specific things that you should be learning, especially in view of what you just said?
The Magen Avraham records the minute. Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s.
People of Israel slept before they
received the Torah. Based on that Medrash, right. There's a Medrash, the Gemara has a Medrash, that Bnei Israel slept the morning of Kabbalah Sater, and the Baruch Shalom had to wake them up with the Tal Tchiyah. He caused the Tal to come down and wake them up to Lekovit Kabbalah Sater. So because they overslept, they didn't wind their alarm clock, because they didn't wake up in time, so we want to make sure that we don't repeat the mistake that they made, so we stay up all night to make sure we don't miss the boat. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes.
Why not to say Vegita Bo Yomam V'Layla? At least in Shavuos, we're doing it by Yomam V'Layla.
Yomam
V'Layla. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim in Menachos, how to understand Vegita Bo Yomam V'Layla, what that means. Yeah. So one Tana says you should learn a little bit in the daytime, a little bit at nighttime, and Shen Yotze. That's a din in Kviya Sitam Latar. A little bit in the day, a little bit at night. And then the other Tana says, no, one is obligated to learn Kipshuto every free minute. It doesn't mean literally 24 hours a day. It means every free minute that the person has, he's obligated to learn. Yomam V'Layla, literally. But let's say the time that he has to be Oisik and Parnasa, the time that he has to eat, time he has to take care of his wife and his children, so it's not mechuyev, it's not free time, not mechuyev. So everyone understands that it can't be taken literally by Gizma Yom Balai. So it's interesting, this Agarata that the Gemara says, the significance was Bishosh Higdimo Nasal Nishma, that's why there was Echa to the Tuksorim. So that's the famous explanation that's given by the Beis HaLevi, Higdimo, because they said first Nasha, and then Nishma, so they were two separate Kabbalahs. If they would have said it in a normal way, Nishma Benasa, then the Nishma would have been, we'll learn the Dinim as a Hachon, as a Hechsha Mitzvah, to enable us to keep all the Tayag Mitzvah, then it would have only gotten one Keser. So the Vilna Goyen has like that also, and he has some more. He has interesting, that in Parshas Voeschanan, when we have the second version of the Aseres Adibrois,
at Aigil they took back the Ketel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not slow.
But they bring Nasa before Nishma.
Yeah.
Then Abiras before listening.
Mm-hmm. Here, right after in Vaischana, when it describes Maimon HaSinai, says Vahi Kishamachem is Hakol Mitoch Hachoshech VeHahor Boer Boesh VaTikruvon Alaiko Rosh Shivtechem Ziknech Matomru Hein Haron Hashem Elokeinu Skvod VeZgod VeZkol Hashem Anatoch Eish Hayom Hayom Azareinu. Today we came to the realization that it's possible Ki Yedaber Elokeinu Saodam Vechoy. It's possible for a person
to listen to Hashem,
to hear a nevuah prophecy, and not to die, and not to chalash. That's the pasuk VeAto But Lama Namus. We're afraid we're gonna die. And yes, when Nachman Lishmos Kolah Shem Lakein Odvam, we're going to die. Kimi Kol Basa Sheshama Kol Lakim Chaim Medaber Rabbi Yechi. How can you live? They just said they just came to the Teladika Pasuk. So then they say, Krav Ato Shema, you go, you be the Shabbos God, you drop dead. Yeah. They tell Moshe Rabbeinu, you go. The whole pasuk doesn't make sense. First they say we just came to the realization that it's possible. We never thought it's possible. Ki Daber Elokim Es Ha'Adam V'Ech. Then he said, we're going to die. It can't be krav ato. You go listen, and you'll tell us. V'shamanu v'yasinu. What happened to the Nasa v'nishma? It's out of order. They should have said v'yasinu v'shamanu. So the Vilna Goyen is quoted by the Talmidim. Again, you can never tell for sure. The Vilna Goyen didn't write any of this, but the Talmidim quote all of these diukim. Why does it say v'shamanu v'yasinu? It should say fakir v'yasinu v'shamanu.
I think it's coming from Moshe, not from Hashem. Before, it was Hashem was going to give them the Torah that said Nasa v'nishma. As it comes from a human being, you have to face Shema and then to do.
That's part of the Vilna Goyen's answer. Yeah, that's how they quote from the Vilna Goyen. So they quote from the Vilna Goyen, what is that? All right. The Vilna Gaon seems to be assuming like the Beis HaLevi, that Nasa v'nishma, Nasa means we'll observe the mitzvahs, and Nishma means we'll learn Torah independently. But how is it possible, Nasa, to keep mitzvahs without learning the Torah? How is that physically? How can you keep the mitzvahs without having learned the Torah in advance? How can they say Nasa v'nishma? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gra refers you to Avraham Avinu, that the Chazal say in the last parak in Yuma, in the last parak in Kiddushin, the last daf in Kiddushin, Gemara says, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kola Tarukula Achilay Nitna. Avraham Avinu was never commanded, but he observed all the mitzvahs. Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli Vayishma Mishmati Mitzvah Asai Chukasai Vesarasoi. Ekev, he kept Erevei Tchumen, and he kept Erevei Chatzeres, and he kept Erevei Tavshila, and everything, he kept all the dinim derais, all the dinim derabana. So the Medrash and Bereshis asks, Hashem, Achumish Bereshis asks, how did he know all the dinim? If the Baruch Shalom didn't tell, Achalai Nitna, how did he know? So the Medrash answers, Shtei Kloyas Yoyatzois Nitna. He figured it out on his own. how come I can't figure it out on my own? So the answer is, how come there are many people, huh?
You're not Avraham Avinu.
Yes, so what's taka the difference between us and Avraham Avinu? So apparently, if a person is has a sensitivity, we are fagrupt. We eat a lot, we drink a lot, we have tanug, we're not thinking all the time about the Rabbanu Shalom. But if a person wouldn't be so involved in Gashmias of Olam Hazeh, he would be looking, he would be searching to try to figure out what's the right thing. We would all be able to figure out what's correct. So Avraham Avinu was very oisgarbit. So he figured out on his own. He had what the Loshon HaMedrash is, he had Kloyos Yoyotzes. So the Vilna Gaon says, he thinks that's the Pshat Nasa of Nishma. How can you have Nasa if you didn't have Nishma? They'll all be on the Madrega like Avraham Avinu. If they have a Gilui Shechina, the Shechina doesn't say a word. Why?
He would have figured out.
You have a Gilui Shechina, they'll be like a Madrega, like Avraham Avinu, they'll be able to figure out. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying like this. Hayoyim Hazeh Ra'inu, today we came to the realization, Ki Yidaber Elokim Es Ha'odom V'choy. Odom is a Pesahechere Madrega. That it's possible a person on a high Madrega can hear the Rabbanu Shalom speak to him and he's not going to die. But they're afraid. Vata lomonom is ki mikol basar. Doesn't say mikol adam. The quote from the Vilna Gaon, it says mikol basar. We can't. This is for 3 days. We are parish menoisha. We're not eating too much. Lekavet shavuos.
Go back to basar.
We're going to go back to the madrega. If the Maimon we're going to go back. We're not going to stay like this. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to go back. They say krav atoshma. Not you die. You go listen to the Shechina. You're going to die. No, they knew the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbanu Shalom told everybody, everybody should go back to their regular lives after Maimon Hasidim is all over. And Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to stay in the Madrega Prisha for the rest of his life, for the rest of the 40 years, because he's going to have an Avu any minute. He has to be Muchan any minute. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon. And the Madrega, Ki Daber Elikimes Ha'odom, Agahibin the Madrega Ha'odom V'choy, you'll remain alive. But Kimikol Bosa, we're going to go back to the regular Madrega. And the regular Madrega is going to be V'shamano V'yosinu. It's going to be the normal way. You can't have Nase V'nishma. Mm-hmm. Nase V'nishma is only if the person is a Odom, a Madrega of an Odom, like Avraham Avinu. He has sensitivity. So he has Kloyos Yoyotzes. So then he can take a figure out Kol HaTorah Kulo, even without Sivuyim from the Rabbanu Shalom. But a normal boss of Adam, ki mikol boss, shama kol ekim v'choy, it's ibayechi. It cannot be. We're gonna die.
It says by Avraham Avinu, ki dati l'man hashitzav espunot noisa. So Avraham Avinu, whatever he figured out, the kol haTorah kulo, gave it over to his children, right? So mm-hmm. The children gave it over to the children. So it came with the Bnei Yisrael came to Mamat Har Sinai. They already knew about the Torah. So therefore they could have said Nasir and Ishma because they knew the
they already had the tradition
of the Torah.
Basic Nishma, good to Kasha. Basic
Nishma.
What did the Rebbe Shem
Reiv then? What did the Yeshiva keep getting shown there? It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Yeah.
Also, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Makhish. Oh, Rashi brings a passage by Yipur at 38 years, the Rebbe Shalom didn't talk to him after the Maaseh Meraglim.
It does mean, no, he had Nevuas the whole time, but it wasn't the Siached in the sense that he got Nevuas that others didn't get, and he had Nevuas in such a Bekobedik Oifen, and a happy Oifen that he didn't have. He got Nevuas the whole 38 years. But because Bnei Yisrael, when he's off from Lamokim, as if they were Menudah, as if they were in Cherem, Bnei Yisrael were in Cherem for the 38 years, so the whole special, higher, beautiful Madrega of Nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu had over that of the other prophets, that he didn't have for 38 years.
Normal
Nevuah had. It wasn't the Siached Eidol of Hadim. Siached means as opposed to the other prophets. He alone has Madregas over the others. The Rambam writes in Iker and Amunah, we believe in Nevuah. And we believe that the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than that of the other prophets. So for 38 years he was missing that higher Hecher and Madrega of Nevuah. That's how the Mephoshim. Yeah, that Pel Peh was missing for 38 years, because that he only got in the Schus of Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is the Chiyuv, the Rambam writes, on young people, on old people, whether they're retired or they work for a living, even a Choyle, even a person is holding by the end, is Bechiyuv to learn to the best of his ability. And every word of Torah that a person learns is another mitzvah. A person, let's say, says Tilim. So he says one pasuk is already a mitzvah. He says another pasuk is another mitzvah. Liman Atar doesn't have to be Dafki Gemara with Taisus and Marsha. When you learn Chumash, it's also Liman Atar. Some yeshivas they don't realize that. They're not gurus that yeah. If you learn Chumash, you learn Tanakh. If you learn An Yankiv, it's also a mitzvah Talmud Torah. If a person learns Mishnah, it's Gevaldik. It's not only, it doesn't have to be Dafke Gemara with Taisus. Gemara with Rashi is also Gevaldik. All of this is Talmud Torah. And the Chazal have a tradition. It's hard to know how they figured that out from the Chumash. It's a little unclear. But the Chazal say, Liol Mishalash Adam Shnoisav, Shlish B'Mikrosh, Shlish B'Mishneh, Shlish B'Talmud. So then the Gemara corrects it. Not Yishalash Adam Shnoisav. I plan to live till the age of 85, so I'm going to divide up my years. So the first third I'll learn Tanakh, Ochaza Tanakh.
You never know and when one third,
so Gemara says, you never know how long you're going to live, so you shouldn't take it literally. The Gemara says, you should divide
every day.
Some Rishonim say, till the end of the week, 2 days Tanakh and 2 days. Or some Rishonim say, every day the person should learn. So that's a big machlokes Tosfos. B'shem ha-goinim in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, in Sugya of Talmud Torah. Tosfos quotes the goinim one way, and the Rambam holds differently, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Rambam. Tosfos quotes in the name of the goinim that it doesn't, all it means is that there's a chiyuv to have kviya sitim la-Torah. A person is mukhiyuv to learn on a regular basis. If he can't spend all day and all night learning, but he has to make sure that he has on a regular basis, he has his man kavua. Not stam, he has 5 minutes now to learn. Later 5 minutes. He should try to have on a regular basis, every week at this time he learns this, and every day at this time he learns this. He should have written down a calendar to make sure that he learns at that time. There's a special mitzvah, Kviya Sitim Latar. So Tosfos quotes in the name of the Gaon that part of the din of Kviya Sitim Latar is that every day a person should learn a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Psak halacha lamaisa, Mishnah means Psak halacha lamaisa, and a little bit of Talmud, Pilpula shel Torah, to try to figure out how you arrive at the halachas. So Tosfos says, we are yotze all of that in the morning. We say Birchas HaTorah, they quote the Gaon, we say Birchas HaTorah, then we say, Baruch Hashem Yishmerach, Yair Hashem Panav Elech V'chanako, Shain, and then we say Psukim of the Talmud, and the Torah says, we yotze already the Shlish B'Mikra. It doesn't have to be one third of my learning of the whole day. You have to be kaveyitim latar to learn a little bit of Tanakh. So shanya yotze, you already said 10 psukim of Tanakh, that's enough. Then you have to learn a little bit mishnayis, psak halacha. So we recite the zel mekayman. He's a holy zel mekayman, one or two mishnayis, whatever, however much you have time for, you have to understand it. So yotze shlish b'mishnah, you learn psak halacha, you learn kitzur shulchan aruch, whatever, you say that. Then shlish b'talmud, talmud means in order to know how to derive the dinim. So Tosfos quotes the Gaon, say the Braiser Rabbi Shmuel Loimer b'shlosh es midos haTorah nidrashes. You don't actually derive anything there, but this is the principle of all of Talmud. These are the midos haTorah nidrashes. So Tosfos quotes the Gaon, once you've already gotten to Mizmashir Chanukah Sabayis Ledov, you have already fulfilled your shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Now the rest of the day you're free not to watch television. If you have free time, now you're free to learn whatever your heart pleases. If you enjoy learning Tanakh, isn't that? If you enjoy learning Medrash Rabbah, Yalkut Shemayni, or Ein Yankiv, so learn that. If you enjoy Mishnah Brura, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, learn whatever you enjoy. Mishnayis, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, whatever you enjoy, you can learn whatever you want. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, no. A person should learn in such a way, he should learn in a balanced fashion. Not that he should have a lot of Bochum in the Yeshivas, have a lot of Yediyas in Mishnah Brura, but they don't really know so much Gemara. They know a lot of others have a lot of ideas in Gemara, but they don't know any Tanakh at all. So you're supposed to have balanced. One third of your total knowledge, however much knowledge the person has, some people only have a shmek topic of knowledge. So that shmek topic should be one third generally ideas in Tanakh, and one third of his knowledge should be psak halacha, and one third of his knowledge should be in Pilpula shel Torah, in Shlish B'Talmud. So it's interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, that a person should organize his learning in such a way, and then the Rambam says when the person gets a little older, then he doesn't have to keep on studying Tanakh, let him just keep on learning Gemara, and the Gemara he'll already be able to figure out the Shlish B'Mikra and the Shlish B'Mishnah, be able to figure out what the Psak Halach is. It doesn't mean that every day you have to spend one third, let's say a person has... The Rambam writes, if the person works for a living, so he only has 9 hours a day to learn, He learns. He works for a living. He only has 9 hours a day.
Professor in university.
Samad Rambam. Yeah, the Nesivis left at Savoy. So the Nesivis writes, have it printed in his Haggadah, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach with his beer, Maisa Nisim Haggadah. So he leaves at Savoy. He says, those descendants of his who will be in business, who won't have much impossible. Every free moment, the person is obligated to learn. Okay.